The Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs held a hearing titled The Affordability Agenda, devoted to economic and pricing issues facing American consumers. Committee Chair Tim Scott, the Republican senator for South Carolina, opened the hearing by conceding that Americans are currently feeling a significant pinch in their pocketbooks before laying out his party's arguments for why prices have been climbing, red tape, and regulations.
Housing is too expensive, food is too expensive, borrowing is too expensive, everyday life is simply too expensive. A family in Wahala, South Carolina, trying to buy their first home, a small business owner in Greenville trying to expand, or a senior citizen in Rock Hill, South Carolina, living on a fixed income, should not have to wonder whether Washington understands what it means to choose, and I mean this sincerely, to choose between prescriptions or groceries. Affordability is not created by government programs, more red tape, or more spending we cannot afford. Affordability comes from promoting competition, innovation, and opportunity.
The committee's ranking Democrat, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, put the blame for rising costs squarely on President Donald Trump. She laid out a detailed list of his choices: tariffs that disrupted trade, the war in Iran, deep DOGE cuts to preventative and cost-saving programs, his approval of corporate mergers, and policies that she says favors businesses over consumers, plus his pardons of white-collar criminals. Together, Warren said those decisions have destabilized markets and driven up costs. And what was the result?
Inflation now sits at its highest level in 3 years, 4.2%, nearly double what it was last year. Americans are paying more for groceries, for health care, for gas. The Federal Reserve is forecasting higher inflation, higher interest rates, and slower growth. And the American people can see plain as day that as the economy gets worse, Trump gets more chaotic. Trump focuses on building his golf course and his giant ceremonial arch, getting the right marble for his taxpayer-funded gold-encrusted ballroom, with no thought to the rising costs that are bearing down on Americans.
Warren said that by his own words, Trump does not appear to care about rising costs, except how he can profit off of them.
The same guy who ran for office saying he would tackle inflation on day one now calls affordability a, quote, hoax and a, quote, made-up word. He says, quote, I don't think about Americans' financial situation. He says that he, quote, loves the inflation. Trump doesn't care about hardworking Americans. He cares about making himself richer by cutting crypto deals and making thousands of stock transactions with companies whose value he can boost with deregulatory policies or giant government contracts.
Republican Senator Bernie Moreno of Ohio tried to defend Trump's comments while speaking with one of the witnesses, Lindsey Johnson, CEO of the Consumer Bankers Association.
The word hoax can sometimes be made to seem that something's not real. But it actually means deception, that there's a deception going on. Mrs. Johnson, what was the average inflation, cumulative inflation during the Biden years? Do you know?
I know it reached a peak of 9.1%.
It did. So cumulatively, it was 21.5%. Under President Trump, it's cumulatively 5%. You represent bankers. Is 5 less than 21.5?
Yes, it is.
It is. So when somebody creates 21.5% of cumulative inflation, and then the next person creates 5% cumulative inflation, and the people who did the first part blame the second one for price increase, it's a hoax.
Moreno went on to list how, according to numbers he'd found, the prices of eggs, oil, and fertilizer are all lower in price now than they were at their peak cost during the Biden administration, though some lawmakers later disputed some of his price estimates. Democratic Senator Angela Alsobrooks of Maryland noted that while many consumer prices may indeed be lower now than they were at the height of the pandemic under Biden, that doesn't mean they're not rising right now.
The reality is that this, in this administration, We are now in an economic disaster in our country. And this is not hyperbole. The people in America are tired of being told not to believe their lying eyes. Those who shop like, who buy gas, who pay for utilities, we are living a whole different existence, apparently, than the people who are supposed to represent us. These are the facts. 4.2%. This was May's inflation rate. And the prices have risen steadily under President Trump's administration. They are the highest, as a matter of fact, that they have been in 3 years, almost $4. This is the average national price for a gallon of gas. Gas is the most expensive that it has been literally in 3 years.
Meanwhile, President Trump held an event at the Mack truck plant in Macungie, Pennsylvania. His remarks were also ostensibly about affordability, though he largely treated it as a midterm election rally, repeating familiar claims about stolen elections, failed Democratic policies, grievances against former President Joe Biden, and anti-trans rhetoric, among other things. He did briefly touch on the economy, touting last year's tax cuts and saying more Americans are employed than ever before. That claim is technically true, but doesn't account for population growth. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says the employment-to-population ratio is actually 59.2% this month, slightly lower than the 60.1% when Biden left office. Trump ultimately took personal credit for the economy, predicting it would soon be the best in history.
But our economy is ready to soar to levels the world has not seen before. I believe that, David. I think it's going to levels that nobody's ever seen before. All these factories are being built, and they're going to be occupied, and they're hiring people now. And it's going to be something very beautiful. I don't know who's going to follow me, but remember that I was the one that did it, okay?
I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.